Every day. Every day. All his own beats.
All his own beats. He make his beats too, man. Dude, make his beats to match his luck. I don't think nobody else can make it.
Yeah, I fuck with that, though.
This what we doing right here?
Yeah, man.
This shit tight.
He said this shit tight.
Stretch out his shit.
You know what I'm saying? Some niggas can get comfortable, dog.
Yeah, man. Always got these, man.
What? All right. You like Lil Wayne, dog?
I got a story behind it.
Hold on, let me introduce it. What's good, y'all? Everyday Podcast. I got a special guest. He's been on here multiple times. My nigga B Mac. One of the dopest DJs.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
My nigga is super talented. I told y'all, I told the story last time about this nigga doing a whole party on his laptop, bro. No controller, none of that shit, nigga. Straight bro, laptop.
Bro, the name of the game is to get paid.
Yeah, exactly. So I've seen this nigga do that, nigga.
I do got turntables and shit.
And he was blending, mixing. He was going crazy.
By hand. Yeah.
Yeah. He said by hand.
With no turntables, nigga. Man, that shit with the space bar in the end. Nigga.
Well, tell a story about the headphones, though.
Oh, these joints, yeah. So these my beats. I love these beats.
Mm-hmm. The motherfucker's still going. He still got music going on in the motherfuckers.
They always going, but like you seen my, I posted that when I got shot at leaving the club.
Yeah.
I posted on my TikTok and shit. And these was the joints I was wearing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And It was like, you know, been my good luck charm ever since then.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like, it seemed like every time I got these motherfuckers on or around, something good happening.
Okay.
Music-wise.
Yeah, this. Man, you got a bunch of shit. Some stuff we can talk about, some of the stuff we gonna leave and make sure that it's official before, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, yeah, definitely. It's a, oh my God, it's so much.
He said, oh my God, it's so much.
That's why I've been trying to connect to it with as many other DJs as possible, right?
Yeah.
Now, because I got a lot going on that I could share.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Exactly.
And I just connected with DJ 13, shout out 13.
Mm-hmm.
And we do Friday Nights at Fireside. Now
I fuck with that.
And it was like, I was listening to him, DJ, and I was like, oh yeah, he's saucy, and he a white boy.
On what?
Yeah, nigga, I thought.
Nigga, and this I
is,
thought.
And this is why, like, you know what I'm saying, this should be so dope with Milwaukee, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you just don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's from the low ends.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. He got Cardi's and shit.
I like, fuck with that.
Yeah, no, 13 dope is
dope. I fuck with that, though.
Like, because, like, when he first came in, I think he covered for me a night when I was at Vibe Lounge.
Okay.
And I came back and everybody was like, man, I'm like, that's because, like, the people that work around me, if you're around me long enough, you learn, like, how DJing sounds.
Yeah.
Like, how it correctly should be mixed and scratched and transitions and
vibe,
yeah,
and all
vibe
that shit
and everything. Because, like, I be telling people, it's a, like, you selling an atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into a club, like, you building up to the point where at midnight it's so cracking nobody could record shit.
Exactly.
That's the goal.
Exactly.
Like, because you, everybody bring out their phone for that 1 second.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to do that. I'm trying to have that bitch rocking the whole night. And it's like the key to having that is building it up.
Yeah.
And sometimes building up and bringing it back down. Building it up, bringing it, like, you got the key for song selection is having this next song be better than last one. You know what I'm saying?
How long you been DJing?
Shit, since 08. Probably.
That's crazy.
I started in 08 when I went to Parkside. Yeah, and Parkside was with Trevor, DJ OG Clark. DJ OG.
Yeah, man.
That's my
shout out to Trev, man. I gotta go down there and see them niggas, man.
Yeah, I'm making it my personal business to go down there in June.
Mm-hmm.
I miss both of them.
Yeah, exactly.
They my best friends. I got best friends in Milwaukee too, but they work
just
as much as I work.
Yeah.
You know, and I love them too. But, like, I realized when Trevor and J Hop went down to Arizona, those who I went out with.
Exactly.
Now I'm just be in the house.
He said just be on the guy. Like,
boy, dog. And they got PlayStation, I got Xbox.
So. Oh, you know what I mean? That like, sucked too.
Yeah, so like, it's just, I miss them. Like,
yeah, I already know, fam.
My boys and Trevor, like, really the one who I, we both learned as much. It's possible. Me on the DJ end, him and on the
business
on end. The business end, and then coming into the DJ end, mm-hmm. and just doing amazing with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and that was off the strength that I had a full plate, and I was like, bro, like if I had two of me, we could make a lot of money.
Yeah,
and he was like, fuck it.
He's like, fuck it. Let me see if I can do some of this shit.
Next thing you know, this nigga, a guitar sitter, looking for turntables, and I think his Uncle Joe at the time had some Newmarks NS7s.
That's all you need, bro.
And the second edition of the first, no, it was the first edition, but they was some really, really nice turntables that had the motor in it.
USB, oh, okay, yeah.
So that's how, you know.
And use that as the controller and shit. Yeah.
It's a USB controller, but yeah. The motor spins like a Technique 1200.
Okay.
And it's a great feel.
Yeah.
It lets you understand when you dropping, when you scratching, and you're about to drop the beat with a scratch, what it looked like. It looked like we pushing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But kind of like I know the from Knock, I know the
definitely,
Technique shit.
Definitely, but everybody else.
Niggas say they don't know that shit out there.
I'm
trying
to do something. But you know, with the motor, if most of these USB controllers don't got
yeah.
So if you don't know, like, because
you just do it and then they just stop.
Push
and shit.
That. Yeah.
Because it just stopped. The other ones do. Yeah,
they stopped. They ain't got no motor. So you got to learn how to take your hand off of it, just like the toy, like with a motor. Because it's not pushing, you release it.
Yeah.
It's pack, pack, pack. You let your hand go. You know what I'm saying? To let the motor push.
Yeah.
And with the wild motor, those kind of like the OGs. The OGs like the needle.
Yeah. Because,
you know, you can feel it.
Yeah.
But now with these clubs be so damn insensitive to DJ.
You get a space this big.
You get a space this big. The subwoofer right under you. You can feel the fucking subwoofer in your fucking chest, nigga. Like,
that nigga said they so insensitive.
They don't know about like sound and shit. Yeah. And like before, they used to have DJs hook up the shit. Like, you could tell when like. I could tell when certain DJs be hooking up shit around Milwaukee, like Kev.
Yeah.
Like Kev set up, you got room.
Yeah,
And shit hooked up properly throughout
the show. Yeah, exactly.
And then you could tell niggas who don't, like.
Or owners that don't give a fuck.
Owners who
that.
Don't give a fuck, about like. Shit. And then, like, the shit be working in the front and sounds stupid in the back. Back. Yeah. Speakers be on and buzzing, like, buzz and nothing coming out.
Yeah.
Like, I've been to the spots like with some fucked up sound, and it's like, man.
I already know, fam.
Yeah, but niggas just don't care as long as they
get as long as niggas get money and sell liquor.
Money and drink, sell liquor. That shit don't matter.
They don't care if no music play at all, dog. I swear.
Man. But that's why I like coming up at Parkside and working with Trev. That's the first thing we kind of learned together. Was the how to hook up everything.
Oh, yeah.
Because the radio station was so pissed at us because when we first started doing the radio station, we had the opportunity to do the BSU party.
Yeah.
And my guy, Curtis Jackson, was the president.
I know.
Big Kurt was the president. And he already hired the radio DJ at Parkside, but he was a white dude.
I'm not gonna do that for the BSU party.
But
though.
He did it before he heard me.
Yeah.
So and I got an opportunity because a DJ didn't show up for a party and they just came and snatched me up from the dorm and I did it. So now he like, hey, I know this DJ might be whack, so make an hour. He made me make 2 hour mixes on a CD. At the time we niggas had CDs.
Yeah.
And me and Trevor was up all night working on that boy, like perfecting it. Yeah. Like if it didn't sound right, we started
all over.
Start like it got had to flow, and that's how we learned how to like sell the atmosphere.
Yeah,
like
we
had to build this bitch up. Like, okay, we gonna start with this song, get everybody up, keep everybody up, keep everybody up in, and just build.
Yeah,
and that was the idea of it. And we went to the VSU party. I still I had that backpack. Boy, I know I had some heat in that boy. Boy, I feel like a terrorist. I thought
I had a fire. You was waiting on him to fuck up.
Bro, okay. I talk about this all the time. Bro, and never in my life I've been a hater.
Yeah.
I never wanted to see nobody not fail. That night, I wanted him to fail.
That's funny, dude.
I wanted him to fail bad. Like,
so you can set up.
I needed it. And you know, you remember how BSU parties back in Parkside and Water Water.
That motherfucker used to crack.
Bro, so we walk in, and he in there playing. He in there playing what he think is black dancing music. I walk in there, it's like, Cotton Candy. I was
like, ooh. Like, nigga, this ain't the 90s,
then
nigga.
He didn't know.
Yeah.
He didn't know. He ain't nothing but no wipe me down. You know, at the time, Dedication 2 just dropped.
Okay.
Dick Pleaser and all that. Like, Wayne was going crazy.
Yeah, it definitely was. And that was the song,
Like, that boy used to come on. And,
man, I remember at Texture, that motherfucker used to come on. That motherfucker used to go down.
A lot of fucking nights at Texture.
Oh, my God.
But it was just like, he fucked. I remember the moment he fucked up, too. He was like, hey, look at all my pretty brown girls out there. He said something like referring to motherfucking skin color, and then played Be So Horny.
Horny ass white dude.
Be So Horny. I want to call Trevor and see if he remember that shit. because I still remember the moment me and Trevor like grabbing each other like yes.
He said yes. It's time.
Bro, that nigga Kirk came through the party like, nigga, come on.
And Kirk is a dark-skinned ass nigga. Bro, yeah, nigga.
Big, dark-skinned, swole Kirk. I love Kirk, bro. Him and Slogan and shit. He going through the crap.
Moving niggas out the way, dog. Come on, your ass over here, nigga.
Hurry up, nigga. I'm like, oh, shit.
That's funny,
I remember the other DJ was so salty. But nobody, we had a party. It was standing there sold out. And nobody was dancing.
Was it a 2-floor party or just in the back downstairs?
It was downstairs. This one, the den just got created.
Okay.
So everybody was telling about the craft, but I ain't know shit about
it. Oh, my God. You don't know about the 2-floor party, that's what everybody used to talk about. God.
What's crazy is the difference of the generation, right?
Because y'all got the 2-floor party was cracking so hard. Like the cap and the thing upstairs.
That's crazy. Because I would have.
He said, I would.
Nigga, what?
Two-floor party? I got it on video, too, low-key.
I only got pictures, bro.
I got it on video. I got to find the fucking the mini VHS shit I had. I got it on film, bro.
I kick myself so much about not recording a lot of those.
That shit was
parties back then.
But I remember the den. The den was, they was building the den now, when I left.
So when you left, and I was new that year, that's when the den came.
Cause I remember they was doing the bowling. I forgot what night it was.
Yeah,
and Knock was DJing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the den was ingenious.
Yeah,
because they had speakers going throughout the ceiling that was embedded in the ceiling, and they had fat ass subwoofers in each corner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. Like that was,
you tell somebody,
somebody who knew
had
what the
money.
Fuck they was doing.
They brought the got a nigga out the music shit like, hey fam,
come look this shit up.
On the rails.
And they did
exactly
that
what they did, bro.
That shit was amazing. I was like, okay,
that shit was cracking,
bro. Man. So like when we
get you a pizza,
bro.
Oh,
so look, let me tell you this. This is how we sold this shit. It was so smooth. It was Trevor too. It was all Trevor.
Gotta be. Yeah, I was about to say. No.
I was just trying to party. Like, yeah,
that nigga Trevor, like, no, we could. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, Trevor, don't get excited for shit, dog. Like, I was the one that was always excited. Trevor, you be sitting there like, wait till they sign the paper. I was like, damn, nigga, but wait till they sign the paper.
Yeah, that's Trevor for you, dog. That's my nigga, dog.
The only time I used to see that nigga get happy is when that check.
When that check clear, nigga.
Other than that, Trevor was like, he's always clear headed, and what happened was that we knew that all the parties happened Thursday night.
Yeah, so after that's what it was, Thursday.
After we did the BSU party, like, shit was just
cracking.
Booking. So we was like, how can we charge more money, right? And, like, while looking like dicks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we created a night, the den night, on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first we drew up, you know, wrote everything out, but we left out the logistics of the numbers because we just knew they was gonna be like, yeah, we took it to the building manager. He was like, no. He was like, damn.
They gotta know the numbers.
Right.
Because they gotta know what they spending.
And so that night, I think Trevor sat there and pretty much redid it and crunched the numbers.
I can see him doing it.
And was telling them, like, if we in there this night, this how many pieces and sodas and shit you gonna sell compared to, nobody was down there. Nobody was down there buying shit, especially on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Night on a Wednesday night, you gonna sell the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly.
And so he resent the, like, he told us, no, he didn't even look at our shit. So he emailed it to him, not knowing that was Trevor and shit. And he said, yeah, in the
because he got numbers attached to it. But yeah. Like, nah, you can sell this. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers gonna come down there, bowl, all that shit.
Yeah. And Trevor sold the shit out of it and got us the night.
That's lit, dog. That sound like Trevor, though. Yeah. That's Trevor for
just,
sure.
Just smart. And then, you know, like, so we was able to charge more because we was like, we gonna promote like a motherfucker. Then night, and he'd be a bunch of Milwaukee niggas used to come up on Wednesday.
Like, what? On the Wednesday?
Right, we planned. It was
out right
the,
up there.
It was at the intramural still. Yeah, you niggas gonna be up here open anyways.
Exactly. Damn, I miss intramurals, though. I used to be balling back then, bro. That was 27 years ago, bro. Though.
I had a knee surgery. I ain't, nigga.
Yeah, I can't hoop no more, bro. So, I'm going to try to get back out there for one more. I'm going to play for one of the podcast games, man.
You make sure you stretch, nigga.
Nah, for sure. No, that's a fact, nigga. And I'm playing limited minutes, nigga.
Bro, I'm telling you, if I tear something else, bro.
And I ain't driving to the hole. Pause. I'm just going to be shooting jumpers, nigga. Corner.
No diddy, huh?
Yeah, no diddy, bro. Shoot corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, let that motherfucker fly, dude.
No, bro, I don't, nigga. I work out and shit. Yeah. After I tore my knee, bro, I'm straight, bro.
Tony just said he pulled his, I think he strained his calf or some shit like that.
And
like,
Tony a hooper.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, Tony hoops. Like, Tony used to be in our intramural leagues.
Going crazy, yeah, bro. I know exactly, nigga. I used to be just like that, bro. I got video of that, too. If I find this video, I'm going to post all this shit. I mean, hooping. I'm going to post the two-floor party.
At Parkside?
Yes, bro. I used to be in intramural, bro. Ask not, bro. I still got my jerseys and shit. HNIC, bro. Dog, we look young as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
I'm probably as skinny as that fucking camera stand, bro.
I got a picture, though. I had to show my students, and they did not believe me. I was like, nigga, I used to be skinny.
Skinny as fuck, bro.
Not no more.
Yeah, all that like weight and shit, dog. How you feel about the rap game, everything that's been going on past month?
Just in Milwaukee or just in
general? Period. Yeah, because we got a point, like, in it, bro.
This shit been funny.
We got a point in it. We got a part in it.
It's exciting. It's some of the best shit I've seen in a long time. It's something that I thought was.
We can start here and then go into the mainstream with Cole and all of them.
Well, yeah. Well, it was something that I thought was going to happen with Rizzy.
Yeah. Me too, needed, bro.
Because it's like, I've been.
And it actually could have happened, bro. They just fucked my nigga over.
And it was a lot of situations where that shit niggas got fucked up. Mm-hmm. Or just different situations.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm kind of glad, like, I'm not going to say
I'm glad it's different now that they in control.
They learn it. Yeah. They learn from motherfuckers getting fucked over and hearing all them stories about them horror stories about niggas getting
That's
fucked
a
over.
Fact.
So
That's a
like
fact.
Niggas under right management, like niggas getting niggas starting to get their royalties and shit.
That's
like
a fact, bro.
Like niggas wasn't doing that back then. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it was like back then we had like our three heavy hitters was Rizzy, Nitty. And then you could kind of switch off between like Eastside Elba, Jacket Down,
Risco.
Risco, definitely Risco. Mm-hmm. Had the song with Elba,
Lil Boosie.
Damn, I forgot all about that. That's something about that. This is my shit.
Damn, come on now, bro. That shit used to go crazy in questions,
oh,
dog.
Oh, my God.
That shit used to go crazy in questions.
Man, Fuego used to be my, oh, my God. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, that's when I thought we was going to hit because I went to that core DJ retreat in Atlanta. That was my first core DJ. Nigga, when Nitty did Bow, I forgot. Crazy. What was the girl that was dancing with him? That was from Milwaukee, thick as a bitch from Atlanta.
Miss Mika?
Miss Mika. She went crazy. She shut it down.
That's crazy because that's the time because she was
no BBL.
All natural.
And it was like BBL wasn't even in.
Yeah. So that shit was super rare. Like, God damn.
Y'all don't look.
The shit that we see now, she had that shit 20 years ago.
But it was
all
real.
All natural.
It was natural. That's and it moved way differently.
Yeah, it definitely did.
Because everybody got up out their seats. That's a
fact. He said when she started dancing.
Bro.
But that's why he brought her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then, but Bob was already like getting that buzz. And then he did that. And then she got on stage and he was acting a fool.
Nitty
did,
no, Nitty I would have too.
Thing. Nitty did his thing.
I would have too.
And I remember that. That was the Core DJ retreat where they. Gucci signed over
oh,
Nicki
okay.
Minaj. She performed at the club that night.
Okay.
And Gucci signed over Nicki Minaj to Lil Wayne. Doro Music performed at the same showcase Nicki okay. performed at. Ice Cream Paint Job.
Okay.
And 2 Chainz changed from Titty Boy
to 2 Chainz.
And that's where he announced it at.
That's lit.
Like, he was in there like, yeah, I ain't Titty Boy no more. 2 Chainz had two big-ass chains on. With the one of the player circle one with the plane, and he had another one. Big as a bitch. Like, damn.
Yeah.
And he was like, 2 Chainz, the whole fucking thing.
He was telling niggas, no more Titty Boy.
He did a whole mixtape, 2 Chainz. Everybody like, oh, you doing this nigga switching his name? Like, that nigga.
That shit caught. That shit made sense, bro.
Yeah, it was a couple of niggas who got on. And I remember the biggest niggas they was headlining that day was from some either Texas or Memphis niggas.
Yeah.
And they was just like a bunch of drug dealing ass niggas that couldn't rap. Yeah. And so they paid Tony Dill a bunch of
money. To play the shit and perform.
And Tony Dill tried his best to put them niggas on. But yeah. like it was some good shit getting played at that at them showcases. Yeah. So like, you know, like Ray Nitty shit was a bounce song.
Yeah.
It was lit. And then these niggas come out with some hard ass Memphis gangsta shit. Like hard. Like, yeah. You wouldn't know, like Project Pat type shit. Yeah. It was like, I was like, that's how I remember. Because you like when you're a core DJ, when you go to the retreat and yeah. you pay to register yourself as a DJ, you get a pass saying like you DJ B Mac and woo. I remember like outside the hotel, they was at the W in downtown Atlanta, and outside was like a bunch of niggas who rap just
trying to get handing out shit, bro.
I'm talking like when you get in a parking lot, niggas handing you CDs. I mean, like, bro, I swear to God, and we drove to Atlanta. I had a shit ton of CDs getting on the elevator, and then Pastor Troy got on the elevator with the fucking belt.
Tally, dog. I was just looking at belts, too. That's crazy.
And I was like, it was Pastor Troy, so I was kind of like,
kind of geeked.
And then he said I was a DJ, so he was fucking with me. I was okay. Like, damn, this shit crazy. I'm about to get off the elevator. Slim Thug walk on the elevator, so I'm just staying on the elevator. This shit cool as a bitch. The fuck?
He said I just stayed on the
elevator. Stayed on the elevator with Slim Thug.
Oh shit!
Niggas
oh,
yeah, trying to tell Slim Thug all that shit. You walk right past the niggas. Yeah. That shit was crazy. But yeah, it was like I had this bunch of shit. Hey, I remember on the ride home, we was playing CDs, and the Weeknd was just throwing out the window.
Oh, yeah, that was back in them days, bro.
Throwing out the window.
Oh, my throwing God, the throw out the window shit, dog. Yeah. That shit was disparaging, dog. Nigga, throw your shit
window? Oh, shit.
Nigga, buy your shit, throw your shit out the window in the parking lot, nigga.
Bro, in the gas station.
On the rails. In front of you. Just hear that motherfucker hit the
waste
ground.
Waste $10. She be like, nigga, I could have bought $2.
That is crazy, dog.
Mad
as a motherfucker, dog.
Right,
but yeah, dog, I thought that era of Milwaukee music, I thought we was on too.
Nigga, I thought it was going to happen when Ray Rizzi did I'm Jackin'. And that shit was on BET.
When he did the one with Lil Jon. The city was going crazy, nigga. Everybody went down there for the video, nigga. Swear to God, I remember.
He was on.
I remember on Facebook and Twitter, niggas was like, nigga, we pull it up, nigga. Niggas was going down there. I swear to God. Niggas didn't know if they was going to get in the video or not. They was in Atlanta for that video, bro.
Just was there, bro. That shit was...
That's how much it meant, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas knew how much it meant because niggas remember what happened with Cuckoo Cali, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you look at Rizzy, like this the farthest thing from Cuckoo Cali, baby Drew, that it gotta work. And then he got caught up in that weak ass deal, and they fucked him over. Yeah, I mean, it fucked over
that nigga.
A lot of artists got fucked over with that CTE deal.
That nigga was. And I ain't gonna say was, because the nigga still could do the shit right now,
easily,
bro.
Easily,
that nigga is the fastest writer I know in my life, bro.
It's that hustling mentality, bro.
Swear to God, bro.
And then on top of that, it's just that he a good ass dude,
and he got charisma, bro.
He's just a good dude, like anybody who got into a Rizzy was definitely
He was on bullshit. You was on bullshit.
Sorry, you're wrong, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, had great club nights with him. You know what I'm saying? And then
My nigga, bro.
To be able to kind of be almost on that peak and still come back to the city and do work. And that's why I respect Big Frank and JP and them.
Exactly.
Because like, these niggas in the club.
I need to get them niggas on the pod, too.
Bro, you got to get these niggas on the pod. They show. It's like they cool.
No, them niggas.
And what's funny is I was just telling JP, because I just did Jam Fest with him on Sunday. And before all this shit hit, we was both in Whitewater in Halloween night. And I had the DJ Halloween night, and they booked him to perform.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I had all his music and shit already. He was like, dog, that was you. He was like, yeah, nigga, we been doing this shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I've been fucking with Big Frank.
Big Frank
since
for forever, yeah.
Exactly. COVID.
I know exactly.
Parties at COVID during COVID at Vibe Lounge. You know what I'm saying? And he used to come and shut
it down.
That bitch down. Like, shut it down. Like, you know what I'm saying? And still got the ability to do that. And still go to schools and sick. Like,
dog, them niggas have a lot of personality, bro.
Yeah, they got deep personality in Milwaukee. They're just putting us on the map right now. So that's why I'm
And they sold Milwaukee. That's the shit that I love, bro.
Yeah. When they could go.
They go and they just and be they them. Just being them, bro.
And that's who they
like,
is.
Like I've been watching JP. He's been on all the social platforms like Juice TV. He's been on the Trash Talk shit where they pull the shit out. Bro. Funny as fuck, bro. He ain't even got to sing or rap, bro. He was just on there talking.
Just a Milwaukee.
And I was entertained, bro. He just a Milwaukee ass nigga, bro.
We are.
And I love that shit. I love that shit with every bone in my body, bro.
And what it also do with their genre, a lot of niggas don't fuck with the music because it's like, it's little kid dance music.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's little kid dance music.
But you cannot say you don't fuck with
them
as a person. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same shit with back when we was, like I was saying, with them three big hitters. Like, them niggas was like cool. They was personable. You know what I'm saying?
Swear to God,
same,
bro. I can't wait for they, I seen they was on No Jumper. I don't know when it's supposed to drop, but I definitely seen like behind the scene that
they under the rate. Who I don't know exactly who it is, but they doing their thing.
No, they doing what they supposed to be doing, bro. And touching the spots that they supposed to be paused. Going to the places they supposed to be going.
You on Diddy party shit.
Yeah, I'm on some bullshit right now. Low key, duh.
Bro, like, but like when they when they gonna have the ability, like this is what I pray happen. You know what I'm saying? I pray that one of them or both of them possibly like get in.
Cause
nice
they working as a team.
Yeah.
Pause.
And they come back to the city and create their own shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because what they could do by that way is also find some
more talent.
It's just not them.
I know it ain't.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Maya P. Shout out to Skills.
Oh my God. Like, Skills doing this thing with Maya.
Yeah.
That's great. I seen him at Jam Fest and I had to hug him. Like, bro, it's good. Niggas been out here. Niggas been out here. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, man, I talked to him while he was on the road and I just expressed how proud I was of him. Like, bro, you know what I'm saying? You found your niche.
Where niggas came from.
Yeah.
Like, where the growth.
Exactly.
And you could always see growth in that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's when, like, just for all artists. You know what I'm saying?
Where
like,
everybody
still doing this shit. Because this shit is hard to continue to do.
Man, what?
You know, and then to hit that age limit, you feel like, because I'm definitely in that, I've been feeling like, oh my God, I got to get the fuck out these clubs. But then I'd be looking at my pockets that come Monday, like,
and there's niggas that's older than you. Who gives a fuck? Man?
Yeah, but it's just personal, like, just a personal thing.
Nigga, you doing what you love to do, bro? Yeah,
yes, but no.
yes,
but
and no.
I'm doing it, but I'm doing it at a lower grade than sometimes at these clubs and fucking with these owners and shit.
Yeah,
and I mean. I got my owners that I fuck with definitely, but then I got my definitely clubs like I kind of had to force myself to go back to Element.
It's work. Like, it's real work.
No, Element was work, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think people understand. Like,
it's work. I understand, though. Like, it's really work.
Going back to Element was work because I had a mental thing with them, too.
Yeah.
It was like, because that's where I had my first, like, major breakdown with equipment at.
Oh, shit. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so it was like... It was, nigga, it like gave me PTSD.
PTSD, I was about to say that.
Nigga, it was PTSD at its finest. Yeah. Like, I'll walk in there, I hate the smell of it. Like, I'll be like, damn, I hate this motherfucker.
Building. Hate this
it's
motherfucker.
It's the same motherfuckers in here. Y'all changed the look, but you
did same shit. Same, probably the same equipment.
They no, Nick don't play with about, now one thing I gotta tell about them niggas, they not cheap. Them niggas not.
Habib,
them niggas not. Nah.
Them and what's the name them? Niggas that on Note and Texture and all of them. Them niggas.
They not cheap. They gonna spend their money on
their
equipment.
They
gonna spend their money on their equipment.
And they had new styles. That's who the Textures niggas had. They had new styles. New
shout
styles.
Out new styles.
New styles gonna make sure that shit sound right. New styles. And you had the space.
New styles damn near might not DJ if y'all sound. Swear to God. Like,
swear to God, like, that's my nigga too.
He's
bro.
So like he's such a like he is like when I think of new styles and stretch and just like that handful of niggas that like when I was younger I was chasing
them niggas was going crazy.
Like he a real turntablist. Like and niggas don't understand what turntablist is in the city.
He need the room so I can
bro if you don't have the room
I can't do this.
He can't do the
can't do the shit.
He gonna make the shit.
On the real I gotta call my nigga though. That's no. That was dog.
New Styles was one of the niggas where when I first heard him in the club, because I ain't never heard nobody like New Styles in bro, the club besides Stretch.
I remember he was DJing at the Clubhouse, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like back then, yeah. Nigga, when I was 17, yeah. I'm 42 doing, now. I wasn't even old enough to get in the Clubhouse. This nigga was DJing there
and tearing that bitch down,
going crazy.
See, nobody really know how old New Styles is. Like
he like for real, bro. That nigga don't
like
age.
He like a wizard, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Like real shit. Like, dog is a turntable
the wizard.
Fucking wizard, bro. Like I've been trying to touch this nigga's power for years. If I get that nigga power like Monstars, like, hold on, hey brother, hey. No homo, shit. That nigga got some powers, bro. I done heard him do some shit in the club that made me stop in my tracks. Like, I'm about to go home and DJ.
That nigga,
like,
dog.
Yeah, like, real motive. Just a great DJ. He's a great DJ. Stretch, L Boogie.
Shout out to L Boogie, bro.
Great DJs. But, it's like,
DJ. And you up there, bro. Now, don't take yourself out of that category.
I'm not taking.
But I understand
out.
What you're saying.
I just got to give flowers to
no,
like,
exactly.
The niggas I watch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because without L Boogie taught me how to read the crowd.
Because he's always dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, he don't give a fuck.
People think that's a new thing, bro.
I love it, though.
He's been dancing since the beginning, bro.
I love when people be like, man, you know that one dancing ass DJ? You be like, yo, bud.
But that's cold because they know, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to say nothing.
They never say that weak ass
nigga.
I mean, nigga, if the most thing they're going to say be like, dude, be dancing.
Dancing.
Never,
like
nobody never said that shit. She going to have the whole club dancing with him.
That is a fact.
Like, dog was like, I remember he used to bring me to his gigs and teach me how to, what was that? It was right off Capitol. He was the one of the pimp niggas. I forgot. He's a pimp nigga who had a club and he used to hire Boogie. You know, Boogie.
No, you said the pimp nigga.
Bro, he was. He in jail now and shit for this shit. I can't think of the nigga name,
pimp
bro.
Nigga.
He was a pimp, bro. He had a club.
Off of Capitol?
It was.
Off what a Capitol?
Like Green Bay, the opposite way, though. Like.
Which way?
Not
towards
going towards
the hood.
Towards the hood.
Going
not
towards the hood.
Yeah, not towards Hampton, but the opposite way. It was like used to. I think the building. I forgot the name of it. Though. I gotta ask Boogie.
That's crazy. Dog.
He used to invite me and my homie Ray G in there and show us how to DJ in a nutshell, like with the crowd. Like
this is
what I'm playing.
Right. Live experience, bro. Training.
That was the best shit ever because it was like I remember when before I used to go at L Boogie. I was doing a house party, dog, and like DJing and not knowing the flow. And like having everybody on the flow, and then you play something, and everybody
just start walking. Niggas go get that drink.
Niggas be like, it'd be lit. Niggas be like,
You be salty as a bitch. You be like, damn. It's the worst feeling ever.
I already know, bro. Cause
it's, you feel the energy get sucked out the room.
Exactly, bro.
You be lit. Like, okay, okay.
Play that song. Oh, fuck. Ain't that a bitch?
Shut up, this weak ass nigga.
On the real.
That's funny, yeah. Hearing that shit as a DJ too. Like, what? You can hear motherfuckers like get mad at the song.
Niggas be salty.
Niggas be pissed. You like, I'm sorry, I didn't know you was grooving like that.
On the real, dog.
Weak ass nigga, you switching. My fault.
Yeah, dog. I'm super happy for Milwaukee.
Yeah, no, man. It's the shit. It's turning into.
I'm glad that people getting to see us. You know what I'm saying? Not just the music. I'm glad they're getting to see the personality and all that shit from Milwaukee, bro. Because niggas steal our shit all the time, bro.
Detroit.
Niggas steal our. Like, I heard some New York niggas saying Biddy. I was like, come on now. Don't do that. Don't do that, dog.
The point shit.
On the rim, dog. Don't do that, dog. Like, nah, even, dog. It,
like, only thing we really was, like, didn't take credit for was the Kid Boys. It was like,
on the rim.
Y'all can say that shit started in St. Louis. All y'all wanted.
We started that? That's bro, crazy,
I
dog.
Do not want to.
Niggas want to take credit for that shit. But, yeah, bro, I'm glad that people get to see our personality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just seen NLE Trapper and Kai Snat talk about JP on Kai's dream and shit. So
I gave him his flowers.
Yeah, gave him his flowers. Like, yeah.
And that's what Milwaukee needed though, because there was so many times. Like, for example, the Lakia chick.
Yeah.
Like, she had a perfect opportunity. They to
shot
up
her down.
Us.
Yeah, bro. And they shot tried to shoot
and
her down.
And she was like, "Fuck, man, ain't nothing but like CNA." My man, like, damn. Like, you from here.
You from here, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know. Like,
but you on a major platform
exactly
right now.
Doing
you know
that.
What I'm saying? And now motherfuckers like, I don't know why the city don't fuck with me. Like, you don't fuck with the city.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of niggas. It's a lot of talent here. And it's just not, like, that CNA shit was like. Yeah,
that set us back a little bit.
Hell yeah, dude. You might as well have said it was farm series.
You know? On her hell. You might as well have said it was cows and white.
Yeah, like, come on.
Ain't no niggas there.
KKA up there. All that shit. You might as well have said that shit. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing but CNAs. And
y'all just need the Bucks to go crazy this year, but Giannis fucking injured and shit. So
well, it's not like he out.
I know, but y'all need. They said he might be out for the first round.
It's cool. It's first round.
Who they playing the first round? They two seeds, so they might play the Sixers, bro. And be back,
bro. Don't start.
I'm just saying, and be back, bro.
Fuck Philly, bro.
If the Sixers beat us, bro, I'm going to be so depressed.
Nah, man, I'm going to be salty too.
They ain't got no type of bench, bro. They ain't got their five, and that's it. If they go over seven deep, I'll be surprised.
I'm super, dog. That shit.
What's your shit?
What?
Nigga, I've been trying to talk. Okay, well,
I'm, dog. It's crazy. It's a funny ass story. So. Niggas been telling me to make these songs for the longest. Not just you.
What song are you talking about? What you talking
make a,
about?
Make a booty song,
bro,
or make a dance song.
I can't even take you serious right now.
I'm being serious, bro. Mm. I swear to God. So somebody was like, "Dog, you should try to make one of the songs like JP and shit." So I look it up. You know what I'm saying? Melodic Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? Type beat. Bro, guess what came up?
What?
JP. I swear to God, the first beat on the type shit. His beat, bro.
Look, dog, this is what I'm
swear
telling you.
To God.
I'm going
to
tell you this right now. The reason all I know is one of your top songs, because that's the one I play the most, bro.
Oh, yeah, it is. Bro. Look at you. I fuck with that. I fuck with that because people actually fuck with that song. Bro, dog.
You're singing on that song.
Always been singing though.
No. I understand that. Right, but for me, this it's just funny because I be in the car ride listening to it, and then I be at the light. I stop and be like, "This nigga new terminizer like a motherfucker." This is all I know. Yeah, I'm in the car like this is worth it. Especially after my breakup, that song came out the wrong time for me. When that breakup happened, I was listening to it. No.
beated that shit, bro.
On the real, dog. That's that funny. Shit, motherfuckers be don't respecting the work hustle, bro. He be like, nigga, I can't do anything, but I'm not gonna stop working, bro.
Exactly, so, bro.
When I heard that, and that shit resonated with me, because my grind is all I know, bro. I fuck with all that, because
that's what I made it.
Exactly, I know. What I made. I knew. I know. I felt it. I was like,
he said, I felt it.
Beer. He gave me goosebumps on that one, bro.
I appreciate that.
Damn, this nigga hit another level.
Nah, fam.
I'm almost done, bro.
You
on your Black Album shit.
Josh, shut up.
I was like, this nigga harmonizing.
Nah, I'm definitely, I'm finishing up the new project and shit. I'm working on it, so.
Yeah, finish that. Niggas need that, because you
got. And there's more singing on there, bro. It's a lot of singing.
Please, let's go.
Rapping, melodic, all that shit. It's all that shit is on there,
let's
bro.
Let's go.
All that shit is on there,
that,
fam.
That shit did right.
But I think I learned that from Keep On.
What's your name?
That. The
harmonizing?
Not even harmonizing, just pull it on the heartstrings a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Being pull it on the heartstrings a little bit.
On the rib. It was something I could relate to.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was like at the time. Motherfuckers go through shit, but the one thing that don't stop is
the grind.
Like, motherfucker be fucked up and still be in this bitch grinding. And
that's
act
a fact.
But that's that Mamba mentality. Mm-hmm. That's when I be like, you know, when I look at Kobe, right, and the shit he went through during that time, his career was so shit from 8 to 24.
All
right?
8 to 24, nigga, going through the case.
It was the case.
And the playoff, all that shit, bro.
It was the case. The nigga had the case, and he fought. If niggas don't know, he fought to play.
That's what I'm saying. He was flying to Utah, go to the court case, fly to LA, and bust
niggas ass, bro.
That's my nigga.
His wife about to leave him. This chick talking about
that nigga
about
shaved him. All his mud, bro. All his facial hair.
Bro,
off,
you know
nigga.
He was stressed. When you cut all, bro, I cut my shit off. That's how you know you
nigga
get.
Nigga have no hair on
nigga,
his face, bro.
He can't even see no lining, bro. He had to just. He was a bean, bro. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, the one thing I seen and I respect. Was his work ethic didn't change.
No,
he
at
was
all.
Still going in that bitch and murdering shit. And I was like,
laser focus.
Yeah,
bro.
And that's one thing. If it's anything I adopted from dude, it's that.
Like, laser focus.
Because
bro.
It's and the world gonna keep spinning. The world gonna keep
and,
going.
Exactly. And shit gonna happen, bro. You gonna have ups, you gonna have downs, but you still gotta get to it, man.
Bro. And that's.
Gotta get to
bro,
it.
Bro, I took some mushrooms recently.
Dog, I've been. Dog, me and Tony's supposed to take it for my birthday, low key.
Bro. Let me.
I want
to
come.
Me and Tony, bitch, we was supposed to take some for my birthday, bro. We went to a Drake concert in San Antonio.
Bro, you probably would have cried.
He'd have sung one of the R&B songs.
Yeah. Yeah, one of your favorites. He would have got you. He wouldn't be shit you could do. You
but yeah, we were supposed to take some a long time ago. He took some for New Year's and sent me this long ass text. He sent me this long ass text message, dog. That shit was, dog. He sent it at like 3:30, dog.
Oh yeah,
shit was funny, dog.
He just
did the whole thing while he was in it.
Oh, so he was noting,
and then he just sent it at the end, bro. I swear to God,
yeah,
I was
bro.
In tears when he was talking about all the shit, in
bro. I was a rock in Montana.
See, he said shit like that,
yeah,
too,
dog. Nigga.
That nigga said he was looking at a picture of a bird, bro. He said the bird just walked off the picture.
Bro.
He said, I went to go pee in the bathroom. He said, I was looking at the picture, bro. And sent the picture of the picture that he was looking at, bro. He said, bro, the bird just walked off the picture, bro.
The worst thing they said you could do is look in the mirror. That's the first thing I did when I started tripping.
You melted?
Bro, melted. Nigga, melted. I seen the start of life. I seen how this shit started and ended.
Jesus.
I seen the start of everything.
Start and
I seen the start of every. I was like, nigga, y'all just gonna have me watch this?
Oh.
So, like, and I was with my guy too. And when I took him, like, he was trying to get me to take more. I was like, nah, because, like, I could feel him kicking in. I was on FaceTime, right? And this motherfucker looked at, like, a picture. Illustration, like it was drawn, And I was like, oh yeah,
oh yeah, I'm gonna call you back.
It was groovy though. Yeah. I was like, this shit ain't bad. Yeah. Like, I was playing the game, like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, this shit, I was telling them, I was like, I'm on my couch, we playing the game. I was like, bro, this shit, this is the perfect high.
Yeah.
Like, if this is what this is, this is cool. I ain't seen no rabbits and nothing. What everybody been talking about? This
Soon nigga's like, bro, it could get deeper, deeper.
Nigga, I was in my chair. That shit was like,
that nigga said it could get deeper,
bro,
deeper.
Chair, like, oh deeper. My god, bro.
It was like I was in a roller coaster, nigga.
It was like when niggas be like, man, these edibles ain't, these ain't hidden. Yeah. Then they hit.
It was like a whole hour later, and that bitch hit me like, bro. No, it hit me so bad, I left that nigga in my living room. I said, bro, lock the door.
Yeah.
He said, I gotta lay down.
I want to take it so bad, because I know my shit, that shit gonna be crazy,
bro,
dog.
And I want to say, when I took it, I was in a very bad state of mind. Like, I had a gig, and my speaker blew.
Oh,
and I just lost $400. It was the easiest $400 ever. Literally, the only thing I had to do was plug in my speaker and hit play. And my speaker blew that night. And I just bought the speaker in the summer. Speakers ain't supposed to blow that fast.
Yeah,
so something was wrong with the magnet. Nigga, I destroyed the speaker in the parking lot. I'm pissed. Like, you know, I'm big as a bitch. No, I'm pounding that bitch. And I'm in Nicolet High School. And then white parents was like, oh my God. And that bitch pissed. $400 blue. Fuck, right? For 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was an easy gig. It was a basketball game.
Okay.
I can't even get the warm up music on, dog. Pissed. So like, I go, you know, to my nigga, you know, Mike. He like, you know, I'm getting some weed and shit. He like, man, take these shrooms too, because I'll keep talking about it. He's like, man, you need to have ego death. Ego death. That sounds scary.
Yeah, on the roof.
But he like, you know, you could. It's kind of like a rebirth feeling, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's like you getting be rebirthed, bro. Like, dog, the ego death I had was like, the shit when I came back from my trip, the shit was like, none of this shit really matter.
It don't, bro.
So do what you want. Make yourself happy. Make your kids happy. Like, the only thing I came out this trip was like, to be real shit, yin and yang, bro. Like, I got to set my good days. I got to set my bad days like my good days.
Yep.
Because while out the bad days, I don't know what good is.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know what good is if you don't have bad days, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if the shit always sunny and beautiful and sunny, it's a regular day then.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But you go through a couple of cloudy ass days.
You appreciate the sun.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
The little bit. Like, when it come through, like, you know what I'm saying? But I learned to take the bad days and be like, learn how to turn them bitches around instead of letting that shit go. Like, that's why I tell people, like, when it rains, people say when it rains, it pours. Because people look up at the sky and be like, like, grab the fucking umbrella and keep
on the rails.
Like, real shit. Like,
on the rails, though.
Like, let's keep moving.
Keep moving,
You can't let this shit stop you, bro, because it's going to eat you alive.
That is a fact, bro.
And that's why I'd be like, that's the shit I came from, because I was so stuck on the bad shit.
Yeah.
Like, my speaker and the $400. Like, I ain't have plenty of shit lined up for the next weekend.
Exactly.
So it's like,
and you could get some secrets from somebody, bro. Like,
nigga, I got three of JP got I have friends who got the DJ shit, and I got my own shit. Like, it's like I was tripping, and it was like, bro, I ain't tripped since.
Yeah,
I ain't tripped shit over shit. Like, I had my, like, I say my piece, but I ain't about to get all emotional.
Yeah,
shit
exactly.
About it no more. Like, that shit. The mushrooms definitely, like,
I fuck with that. I'm like, definitely gonna take that, like, shit. I've been waiting to do it, fam. I want to pod. I got to take them first, then I'm a pod on them, bro. The second time.
That shit gonna be so funny.
That shit gonna be funny as fuck. I can't wait,
so
dog.
It's gonna be so funny.
I can't wait, dog. That shit. Cause I haven't smoked. It's going on 3 years.
Congratulations.
You know what I'm saying?
Biz on the same shit.
Is he?
Biz on the same shit. That nigga ain't touched no weed. Like,
I ain't smoked weed since 2021.
So what, like, since that Madison trip, right?
When that was after that.
That was, so you ain't, you was.
I haven't smoked since Tony's birthday, 2021. That was October 1st, that weekend.
Oh, I remember that weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I ain't smoked then.
21 minutes.
When I get here?
Out of the room. But I ain't gonna say I'm not gonna even lie. I miss it sometimes. I miss the creativeness it gave me and shit, like, to expand. Because sometimes, you know what I'm saying, did I make that song high? I'm trying to think about that.
No, like,
All I Know.
Yeah, if you didn't, you was going through something.
I probably was going through something.
Was real. You drinking?
Mm-mm. I definitely wasn't drinking. But I was going through some shit back then.
Yeah, but
I was going through some shit.
You
can
hear it on the
yeah.
record.
I was going through some shit back then. But all that shit with Rizzy and that shit, though, even with my nigga Trix and shit, but learning how to open my brain and shut off my
thoughts.
Yeah, bro. Because I doubt myself out of doing some songs and shit. Swear to God, bro.
I do it DJ all the time.
Yeah, I self doubt myself out of. Or I'll psych myself out of doing a record. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't know how
Or you do it and just never drop it. And yep. Yeah. I have a shit ton of mixes like that where I got to do this too.
And the weed used to shut that off. He just shut that limiter off and shit like, nigga, just try the shit.
You know what I call it, right? What? It put the fuck it in your system.
That's right.
You be like, fuck it. Everything. Yeah. You be like, fuck it. I'm going to do it.
And Rizzy don't make it no worse and shit. The nigga, like, he fuck with everything.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
And two, he be like, fuck, we gotta just go to something else and shit. Try something else.
Because he understand the creative process.
He definitely does, yeah. bro.
Like,
I miss that nigga, bro. He on the road. I salute him. My nigga is getting to the grind. He getting to the money. Just bought him a box truck and shit. So I just seen the niggas in New York and shit getting to it, picking up loads over there. I seen him for my birthday weekend, and he in Houston now. So. Yeah. Getting to see that nigga, man. I remember this nigga didn't have a license, bro. When we first started the Fresh Alamo shit, bro, he did not have a license.
Milwaukee
bro.
Nigga shit, dog. But this
nigga
every...
is doing box trucks now, bro. Swear to God.
Yeah, bro, that shit tight. That shit just showed the growth, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm excited to see what's next after this.
I do too.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's probably gonna be teaching because I got my shit knee deep in it now.
You're gonna be a philosophizer, bro.
I be trying. They be thinking like, bro, I don't.